In this video, we will talk about the God who revives his people. Church renewal does not begin with a program. It begins with God. Throughout Scripture, God's people drift, become discouraged, lose courage, fall into sin, forget their mission, and need to be called back. Again and again, God does not abandon his people. He corrects them. He awakens them. He calls them to repent. He restores them. He sends them again. That is very important for legacy and plateau churches. A church may feel tired. A church may feel small. A church may feel wounded. A church may feel like its best days are behind it. But the story of Scripture reminds us that God is able to revive what has become weak. In Nehemiah, the walls of Jerusalem were broken down. The people were discouraged. The city carried shame. But Nehemiah did not begin with blame. He began with grief, fasting, prayer, confession, and courage. Then he helped the people rebuild. In Haggai, God's people had neglected the house of the Lord. They were busy with their own concerns, but God called them to consider their ways and return to faithful worship. In Revelation, Jesus spoke directly to real churches. Some were faithful. Some were compromised. Some were asleep. Some had lost their first love. But Jesus still addressed them. He still called them. He still walked among the lampstands. That gives us hope. Jesus has not forgotten his church. A legacy church should not say we are too old. A rural church should not say we are too small. A wounded church should not say we are beyond healing. A pastoralist church should not say we have no future. The question is not whether the church can revive itself. The question is whether the church will humbly return to the God who revives his people. Revival begins when God's people pray again, repent again, listen again, worship again, love again, serve again, and obey again. This course is practical, but it is not merely practical. Church revitalization is spiritual work. Before we diagnose systems, train leaders, or create plans, we begin here. God is the one who revives his people. And when a church turns back to him with humility and faith, renewal can begin.